From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is holding his year-end news conference this hour before he and his family travel to Hawaii for the holidays. He is touting big gains in economic improvement, including job growth, noting the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in years. Obama is also talking about gains in other parts of the economy.
America is now the number one producer of oil, the number one producer of natural gas. We're saving drivers about 70 cents a gallon at the pump over last Christmas.
On foreign policy, where his administration is strongly criticized, President Obama says the U.S. is leading on the fight against Ebola, against the so-called Islamic State, against Russian aggression in Ukraine. He was also expected to face questions about his decision to restore diplomatic relations with Cuba after a decades-long standoff, as well as questions about the Sony hacking, which the FBI said earlier was the work of North Korea. That cyber attack on Sony Pictures is topic A in Hollywood weeks after it was first reported. The breach publicly exposed tens of thousands of personal emails and other materials. The Christmas release of the movie The Interview, a comedy that spoofs a planned assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, was canceled amid terrorist threats. Andrew Wallenstein, co-editor-in-chief of Variety, says people have mixed feelings about Sony's decision.
As long as there was even the faintest risk of a terrorist incident, both the studio and the exhibitors had to take the most prudent course of action they could, which was to remove the very thing that could have prompted these incidents.
Wallenstein says topics related to North Korea are, for the moment, off-limits to Hollywood studios. Chinese authorities have arrested an American citizen of Korean descent who works along the border with North Korea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that authorities closely monitor Christian missionaries and aid workers who help North Korean defectors inside China.
The Reuters news agency quotes Peter Han's wife and his Chinese lawyer as saying that Han has been charged with embezzlement and possession of forged expense receipts. They say the authorities are really punishing him for his aid work, distributing aid to the poor in North Korea and running a vocational school in China. 74-year-old Han is a Christian and former North Korean citizen who escaped and moved to California. Han's wife told Reuters that her husband has in past helped North Korean defectors, but has not done so for more than a decade. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The Army has completed its investigation into how Sergeant Bo Bergdahl ended up as the Taliban's hostage in Afghanistan 5 years ago. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is being briefed this afternoon. Investigators want to learn whether Bergdahl left his post without prior authorization or went AWOL, and he could face charges depending on the findings. This is NPR News. A judge says two Wisconsin girls accused of stabbing a classmate to please the online fictional character Slender Man are both competent to stand trial. As Marty Michelson from member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports, the rulings come after back-to-back hearings.
Judge Michael Boren ruled both girls are mentally fit, and it means both cases will proceed to preliminary hearings. Prosecutors charged the girls with attempted first-degree intentional homicide in the attack in May in Waukesha, west of Milwaukee. According to court documents, the girls plotted for months before attacking their friend in a park, stabbing her 19 times. All three girls were 12 at the time. The victim survived and has returned to school. The case is being tried in adult court, but the girls' attorneys have said they'll try to move the proceedings to juvenile court. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
In Britain, today is known as Black Eye Friday. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it's one of the busiest days of the year for ambulances and emergency rooms.
Across Britain, today is treated as a party day. It's the last Friday before Christmas when people begin celebrating the holiday, sometimes to excess. Public health officials and police around the UK are warning about the dangers of binge drinking. Emergency rooms are bracing for a flood of patients tonight. According to the Telegraph newspaper, alcohol sales on this day last year were more than double that of an average Friday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
Dow is up 6 points at 17,784. This is NPR News.